I wouldn't change a thing. All the things I fear the most, they'll be bound to set me back. Any wrong I ever do will always come back to me. Time was a film run backward through my hands. I could feel the pyramids move in the sand. I was up and I was high when I hit the air pocket. And I thought it was the end till you became a butterfly. You've been closing in on me day after day. Mirrored in your eye, I was a castaway. Turn the clocks back, we're running out of time. Turn back the tide, and a river changes her mind. I'm going back to the start. Everything went back to sea, back to the start of things. All the things we never said, never hold them back again. Time was a film run backward through my hands. I could feel the pyramids move in the sand. Turn the clocks back, we're running out of time. Turn back the tide, and a river changes her mind. Turn the clocks back, we're running out of time, and we're going back to the start, to the start. Everything went back to seed, back to the start of things, back to the start of things, back to the start of things, back to the start of things. What's the use in worrying about the ways in which the world might come to end? When all along there's been a book on the side of the bed that you never read, it's there. I know you'll hear me somehow. When our bodies free our souls, places we will go. What's the use in worrying about the ways in which the world might come to end? When all along there's been a sign on the side of the road that you never knew was there. Well, many years from now, I know you'll hear me somehow. our bodies free our souls, the places we will go. If the Hudson overflows and the tide rolls through our door, darling, hard enough, baby, to keep our head above water. The places we will go, the Hudson overflows, and a tide rolls through our door. Darling, sail with me to another shore. Well, many years from now, well, many years from now, all the places we will go.
It's 88.5 KCSN, Nick Harcourt with you on the morning show, and Sid joins me from Gold Spot. I can hear you now, I think. How you doing?
Doing great, thanks.
You know, the one thing that I've never learned in 20 years of doing radio is actually how to operate a board.
Oh, really?
You would think I would have it down by now, right? It's days when I come in here and I feel like it's the first show ever. Welcome to my new digs.
Thank you. Great to be here.
I want to talk a little bit about the new album, obviously, but maybe get a little bit of context as well for our listeners who perhaps are hearing you for the first time. They've heard me playing the single, The Borderline, a couple of times, and I know you're going to wrap up with that. But let's go back a little bit before we talk about Aerogram. First time I met you is, 10 years ago? A little more?
Yeah, probably about 10 years.
Something like that. And you were living in Los Angeles at the time and had a full band under the name Gold Spot. And I remember, Steve and I are trying to remember the details here, mm-hmm. but it was a combination between Steve Nice, who manages you now, right?
Yep.
And Ariana Morgenstern, who was the producer of the show I used to do at the other place in the basement.
Yep, exactly.
But she'll remain nameless. And I'm joking. I just like to wind him up a little bit just in case there's somebody listening. But and I was brought to a show. You were playing at the Hotel Cafe, I think. And I remember being astounded that you had the place packed out. And you were doing a residency there. And it was on the first album, which was Tally of the Yes Men. So tell us a little bit about that time, first of all. And I believe, I guess, the first incarnation of Gold Spot. As I said, you were living in L.A. at the time.
Yeah, I was living in Los Angeles at the time. And obviously, all of us in our band were huge fans of your show. And Steve had gotten a hold of our first record, Tally of the Yes Men. And he got it to you, and you started spinning it on the air. And the next thing you know, you came to that show, and I remember meeting you at that show, and all these people were like, "Oh my God, Nick Harcourt's here!" And we were all excited.
They don't say that anymore, by the way.
I'm sure they do.
Go on.
They do in here.
That's nice. The paid hands, yeah.
And so you kind of, you know, you got it all started for us, which is amazing. You know, we went on the air with you, and after that, we ended up getting a deal with Universal. Mercury signed us, and moved us over to London.
Now, the interesting thing about that time was that you didn't get a deal here in the States, but you got a deal in the UK, and the album came out in the UK. It was repackaged, and it did pretty well at radio, but then, as so often happens, unless the record company has the impetus and the will to really push it, things stalled out, right? So you're there for a while, and then you ended up coming back and having to completely regroup.
Yeah, I guess we were kind of, you know, victims of the time in a way. I mean, the music industry was changing so much at the time, and, you know, people were not buying records as much. And so we had all this wonderful airplay on the record. People were playing the record, and the record came out, and it didn't, you know, do as all the label heads were hoping it was going to do. And so we parted ways with the label, and I moved back to the East Coast, New York area.
And really, yeah. Gold Spot at this point is you.
Yeah.
Right. And I know you've done a couple of other things, and just in the interest of time, why don't we jump forward a little bit to the present. First of all, tell us about the song that you just finished, because that was a song you put out about, I guess it was right after Hurricane Sandy, right? But it was written before.
Yeah, it was a song I wrote in my apartment in Hoboken. I wrote it for my wife a couple of years ago, and it was just this little love song. And we were kind of, I wrote this little song, and because our apartment looks over the Hudson River. And this was 2 years before Hurricane Sandy even hit. And the song is called If the Hudson Overflows. And then the Hudson did overflow. And around that same time, that song got placed on an episode of How I Met Your Mother. And this was supposed to go on this new album, and Steve and I spoke about it, and we decided, why don't we just give away the song for charity to raise money for Hurricane Sandy victims. And it's still up on YouTube, on iTunes, so you can go and buy the song, and money goes to Hurricane Sandy victims.
It is also on the new record, though, and the interesting thing about the new record, it's called Aerogram, and you have to share this with the audience, because I believe this album, well, first of all, you're of Indian descent, for people who don't realize that.
Yeah, we're on radio, so you can't see.
You can't see that he's a dark fella. and Paula Deen here. And obviously coming from that background, there is a huge cultural influence on your music, but more importantly, on you as a man. And I believe that from what you were telling me when we reconnected recently, that you found a bunch of letters that your dad had written from the U.S. back to his mom in India. Is that right?
Yeah, my parents moved to this country in the late 70s. It's like 1976 they moved out here, and they left their families behind and started a new life, and they lived kind of the typical immigrant experience. Obviously, theirs was deeply personal as well, but, you know, they came here with $8 in their pockets, with absolutely nothing, and they were trying to start a life in this country, and it was very difficult, and they both were in school working nights. And then they had me in the middle of that, and there was no one really there to help take care of me because all the family was back home in India. So my parents had to send me home to live with my grandparents for 2 years, and you can imagine what that must have felt like. You can only imagine what a mother and father must have gone through to send their two-year-old child back to India. They went home, dropped me off, and came back because couldn't afford to keep me here. And in that time, my dad had written these letters on these paper napkins. And he wrote them on paper napkins because he knew he wasn't going to send them. And they were to his family back in India about how difficult it was and everything they went through. And I got to read those letters a few years ago.
So he never actually sent them at the time?
No, his letters he never sent.
Just wrote them in his head on paper napkins and put them away in a box or something?
Yeah, he just kept them, and they ended up being inspiration for this little book he's been working on. And I got to read all these chapters from the book over the last few years, and it inspired this record. And all these stories are from childhood and what they went through.
Well, give me an example then of the song that I know you're going to wrap things up for us with in a moment, the Borderline. Tell me about the genesis of this song and how the words that you found inspired the song.
Well, to be honest, the song is complete gibberish. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, great,
no.
Man. Thanks.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Intellectual setup.
No, it is, India and Pakistan split in 1947 when the English left India.
It's not my fault, okay?
It's definitely not your fault.
All right. It's nothing to do with me.
India and Pakistan split as a result.
I know.
And
what a mess.
What a mess, yeah.
But go on.
And my grandmother was from Pakistan. And so this was the largest migration in human history, where people were leaving Pakistan to go to India. People from India were leaving to go to Pakistan because Muslims and Hindus...
It was divided along religious lines.
Divided along religious... And Kashmir, yeah, divided along religious lines. And so my grandmother was a Hindu, and so she moved back. And so when I was writing this song, you know, I was reading all these stories from childhood, and I thought a lot about what my mother and my grandmother went through, and it just inspired the song, and that's it, called The Borderline.
Well, I know you're going to play it out for us in a moment. The single is available on iTunes, right? And also, as you mentioned a little bit earlier on, the song, which was released early as a benefit for the victims of Hurricane Sandy, If the Hudson Overflows, is also up on iTunes. And then the album Aerogram comes out August 6th, was it?
20th.
August 20th. Any plans on being back in L.A. to do shows?
Yeah, absolutely. I think once the album's out, we'd love to come back, and we're going to set that up now and hopefully do some shows in September. And
cool. Now, I know that you're joined in studio by Danny from Scars on 45, who happened to be in the neighborhood. We found him wandering around campus. And you're going to play us out with this, and then at the top of the ad, Jim Nelson. Mm-hmm. So, Sid, as always, thanks so much for coming in. You always bring gifts as well.
I always do. It's tradition.
Which I'm very happy about. So
on our way in, we stopped at India Sweets and Spices, and I got you some gulab jamun, some laddu, and jalebi. These are some Indian sweets, and along with some incense and I know how much you love your sweets.
And I am so happy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, mate.
I've been away so long, and Father, I don't know where I have gone. A tide brought me here, I called it home, a place I've never known. It seems I'm caught between moving plates beneath my feet. I can see beyond the wall that's standing in the way. You are waiting on the other side. After all I built it with my very own hands, can't you tell? So why is it so hard for me to take down? I was born on a borderline, and thoughts race through my mind. Atoms escape in the middle of the night, and my heart and head collide. I was born on a borderline, on the great divide. Been away so long, and mother, I don't know where the time has gone. The wind brought me here, I called it home, a place I'd never known. I can see beyond the wall, I hear a distant call. You are waiting on the other side. And after all I built it with my very own hands, can't you tell? So why is it so hard for me to take down? I was born on a borderline, and thoughts race through my mind. Atoms escape in the middle of the night, my heart and head collide. I was born on a borderline, on the great divide. I can see beyond the wall, I hear a distant call. You are waiting on the other side. I was born on a borderline, and thoughts race through my mind. Atoms escape in the middle of the night, and my heart and head collide. I was born on a borderline, and thoughts race through my mind. Atoms escape in the middle of the night, my heart and head collide. Oh, I was born on a borderline, on the
great divide.